Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. If a person is going through a troubling time, having difficulty moving on with regular everyday life, he's depressed, he doesn't want to talk, he doesn't want to see people, and he's having difficulty getting out of bed in the morning, he must know that although it doesn't appear that way, he has a tremendous opportunity at hand. First and foremost, he can fulfill two positive commandments from the Torah. The Sefer Mitzvot Gedolot writes, Mitzvat Aseh L'Sadek Et Hadin Al Kol Hame'ora. It's a Mitzvat Aseh to accept the way that Hashem deals with us. If the person would say, although it's so difficult for me, and I don't understand why this is happening, but I trust you, Hashem. You know what you're doing. And if this is the way you want it to be now, I'll accept it and continue living happily. Then that person would fulfill this great mitzvah. Additionally, the Maharam Hagiz writes, he would also be fulfilling the mitzvah taseh of v'niktashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael. Because accepting the will of Hashem with love glorifies His name. It's a kiddush Hashem. If this would be all he would be getting for his change in attitude, dayenu, it would be enough. He would receive eternal reward in the next world, and by fulfilling these mitzvot, which are so hard, the reward will be much greater. But additionally, he'll be able to move on with life in a more positive state of mind. But there's more. Chazal tell us, when a person accepts the hardships that he goes through with love, they cleanse him from his sins as well. But that's not all. The Gemara says there in Masechet Berachot Daf He, if a person accepts his Yisurin with love, he'll be zoche to wonderful blessings, to have a lot of children, to have a longer life, and to have extra heavenly help in his learning of Torah. Namely, he'll be able to retain what he learns. The Gemara in Masechet Ta'anit says even further, if a person is happy with what Hashem does to him, it is so powerful, it brings salvation to the entire world. And the Menorah Tamaor adds, all the more so, it'll bring him salvation from his current problem. But there's more. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the Sha'are Teshuvah Shar Dalid, if a person accepts the difficulties that Hashem brings upon him, that will save him from all of the other potential difficulties that were supposed to befall him. The merit of accepting the will of Hashem is so powerful, it alone accomplishes what all the other Yisurin were supposed to accomplish. How great is having Emunah in Hashem? It will save the person from his current problem, protect him from other problems, cleanse him from his sins, bring blessing to himself and his family, help him with his Torah learning, bring salvation to the world. And he also receives credit for two positive commandments. The Tana de Be'eliyahu Zuta adds, if the person not only accepts what he's going through, but thanks and praises Hashem for how he deals with him, the person's parnasa will be doubled as well. So when someone is going through a hardship, he should consider his options carefully. By sulking about the problem and complaining of how unfair Hashem is, he'll only be adding more negativity to his misery, and he'll be losing out on all the potential gains available to be had. On the other hand, if the person could strengthen himself and trust that Hashem knows best, he could amass spiritual fortunes as well as physical blessings and be able to move on with his life happily. It's not easy, but this is our job. recognizing Hashem always has our best interests in mind, and not only saying it with our mouth, but actually believing it in our hearts. Have a great day.